You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host from Phoenix, Arizona. I can be heard on 550 KFYI, 790 KNST in Tucson. And you know what? Before all of that, I was a radio talk show host in Milwaukee. That's where I got my start. And it was about 16, 17 years ago that it happened. As the hour was ending, I was telling a story about how my wife ran outside to get me because she said, "You got to see this." He came inside. I looked at the TV set and I had a flashback. It was almost to the day, as a matter of fact. You know, in election season, when you've got a problem, you got to call in the reserves. If you have a black individual who is not lining up, who's not carrying the water, who's not on a Democrat plantation, it doesn't make a difference if he's famous or not. As a matter of fact, the more famous he becomes, probably the more he's going to fall in line. You've got to do your very best to beat him down. Right now, Kamala Harris has a huge problem because she has Latinos and she has Americans of African descent that are jumping ship. So last night, after the interview, you saw Anna Navarro actually go off on a fellow Latina because he's supporting Trump. It's part of the game that they play.
Latinos believe and they know that President Trump is not a racist.
Oh, really?
He's a business owner.
That's why he got investigated by DOJ for not ranking.
I'm on the Trump 47
that
bus.
Doesn't
I'm
mean,
a Latino.
Listen, that means
he has
okay.
me on that bus.
That means you're okay with racism.
No.
It doesn't mean he's not racist.
Absolutely
We're
not.
We're going to leave it there.
Oh, yeah. You had to have Anderson Cooper jump in and we have to leave it there. This is about to get ugly on my show. Well, CNN, they also brought in a guy who he was on a panel. There's three Americans of African descent. They brought on Shelley Winters. Shelley Winters, talk show host out of Atlanta, Georgia, who said this.
Look, let me boil this election down in the African American community to a very simple a reference to great Malcolm X. This race is between House African Americans and field African Americans. And the field African Americans are going for Donald Trump.
Are you denigrating African American men who are professionals who work in white collar jobs? Is that what I'm hearing from you or
no?
I'm just trying to understand, is Shelley the House woman or the field woman? I'm just trying to understand that part. I'm just trying to understand. We have someone who's spitting. I'm just trying to understand the one that's spitting talking points right now. Are you the House Negro or the field Negro that you're referring to?
Ooh, see, he took it there. House Negro is really, the N-word proper. Yeah. Are you the House Ninja or the field Ninja? See, you got Shelley Winters are talking about, you know, the African-Americans who are voting for Trump. Y'all is the field Negros. And see, and the white folk, the lighter skin or whatever it is, the blacks who are working in the big house, we're doing the work. We're doing the work for the Democrat Party. What are you talking about? How ugly. This is ugly. But you know what? That's exactly what they did to me back in 2008, which led to the infamous walk-off. I was the first person to walk off of a live interview on CNN. And it was Shelley Winters. They brought in Shelley Winters and they said that he was a Republican. And they brought him on to chastise me for being a Republican and supporting John McCain, Senator McCain, instead of Senator Barack Obama. He didn't go so far as to say, you know, house ninjas. He just called me a sellout.
I repudiate anybody that would call James out of his name because of his political views. Where I think James is sold out, I think James is sold out on his principles as a conservative. Actually, you know, James calls himself a conservative, but he supports the least conservative candidate that the Republican Party can put up for the presidency.
Ooh.
That's the first thing. The second thing, he's supporting a candidate in John McCain who has voted for the least Republican and conservative administration that has ever walked the face of the earth, which is the Bush administration. We've had grown increase in spending, which is non-conservative. We've had an increase in government intrusion in our life, which is non-conservative.
I had enough.
No, you can't.
We've had a non-conservative administration, and here's a guy that has sold out his conservatism.
Sold out.
Not his race. I mean, I have no parts with that, because the fact of the matter is, if you're the same people that are calling him Uncle Tom and all these names are the same black people who say they don't vote for Barack Obama because he's black.
All right.
So that's neither here nor there, but the fact is, this guy has sold out his conservatism.
I gotta give James a chance. James, you know, he's saying you sold out your conservatism. Please lay it out how you believe you have not done that. James, go ahead.
That word sellout. You know, you've got Shelley Winters now on talking about, you know, house Negroes and field Negroes, but they're same thing. Sellout. He sold out his principles. And I'm like, I'm not having it. I stepped in. Very emotional.
I am sick to death of the word sellout. And the guest just on used it about 7 or 8 times. Listen, let me make this perfectly clear. I am not saying that Senator John McCain is a conservative. I am a conservative. Senator John McCain happens to be my candidate, and I have a better chance of pulling him over to my position as a moderate Republican than I do a liberal socialist. It's as simple as that.
Fair
I would
enough.
Really appreciate it if people would just back up off of the name calling, because it
what
gets nowhere
call?
In the dialogue.
Okay, well, let me say this.
Okay,
let me say
so,
this.
So
right
ahead,
now,
Jay,
right now,
just
telling you right
now.
Wait, right now, right now, right now. Oh, sorry, Kira.
That's okay. Just let James
Kira,
make. Go
Kira.
Ahead and make your point, James.
I had talked to her before. I told her I wasn't having it. I'll be on your show, but I'm not having it. She let it happen. She brought it, and then, well. What comes up next led to the walk-off.
Listen, here's what I'm telling you. When I'm tired of coming on this station and getting this type of treatment. I told you before I came on, I'm all for back and forth. I'm all for dialogue, but I'm not for name-calling. You have never, outside of calling someone a liberal or socialist what they are, I don't call people who vote for Barack Obama names. That is their choice. I am making my choice as a free American, and I'm sick to death of liberals coming on bashing me because of my choice as a man.
First of all,
I am a man that can make a choice, and I am sick and tired of people bleeding all over me because of their insecurities.
First of all, sir, let me say nothing.
I'm done.
Oh, wow,
I'm done.
He's leaving. Well, Kira, let me say this.
And that's when I took the earpiece off, flicked it at the camera and said, no more CNN, and stormed off. Kira Phillips was a little bit rattled. But it was mission accomplished for Shelley Winters. And here's how the interview ended.
Shelley Winter, I appreciate your time. I wish James Harris would have stayed with us.
We might be able to. Those insecure men with two earrings, they'll always run fast.
Shelley. Shame on you. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Shame on you, Shelley. I still wear two earrings. You know what? When I had my producer here in Phoenix, young Hayden, I had him look at it. He's like, oh, my goodness, you were so young. It was 16 years ago. I look like my oldest sons. I was all thin and just lovely. I mean, I'm still a beautiful man. Don't get me wrong here. But I was even shocked looking at that. Oh, my goodness. But that's how they do you. But what's changed is you got a new generation. And what's changed is that generation is not isolated like Generation X. They didn't think they had to go it alone. No, with Shelly, they brought Shelly back to play the same racial games. He ran into a small group of Americans of African descent that wasn't having it. Who are you calling a house Negro? So then which Negro are you, Negro? Oh, it got crazy on CNN the other night. It got ugly. This is how they do you, though. And I'm telling you, I don't care if you're Hispanic. I don't care if you're black. I don't care what you are. Those tactics are no longer effective. You have 15 to 20% that are peeling off. And if that happens, the Democrats will lose. They're going to lose anyway. But let me put it like that. This, if that happens, it makes the cheat so much harder. Oh, you've got Kamala Harris losing her BIPOCs. You got her losing union members. She's even losing Border Patrol. Oh, yes. Last weekend, you had President Trump. He was here in Arizona, and he got the full endorsement of Border Patrol. My good friend Art Del Cueto, part of the Border Patrol, was on the stage with him, and he's giving the reasons why Border Patrol does not like Kamala Harris. We'll talk to Art Del Cueto coming up next. My name is James C. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris, filling in from Phoenix, Arizona. You know, the 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically at an all-time low. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, spelled C-H-O-Q, are here to help real American men take back their right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, Jesse's been taking Chalk Vitality Stack for over 2 years now, and he told me that he feels fantastic. He told me that he could beat me down if he had to. Manufactured right here in the USA, Chalk's natural herbal supplement are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, focus, and mood. Maximize your masculinity today at CHOQ.com. Use code Jesse for a massive discount on any subscription for life. Or call or text 50CHALK3000 now and say Jesse sent you. That's 50CHALK3000. Chalk's American customer service team is standing by to assist you. Former President Donald Trump drew a large crowd for his campaign event in Prescott Valley this weekend. Leaders from the National Border Patrol Council, which represents 16,000 Border Patrol agents, joined the former president on the stage to endorse him. Paul Perez, president of the National Border Council, he criticized Vice President Kamala Harris, blaming the Biden administration for allowing the cartels to run the country. Joining us in the center ring is Art Del Cueto with the National Border Council. And so, Art, serious question. Why former president and not Kamala Harris?
Well, because our border czar hasn't really done much for us, let me tell you. That's why. But look, it's crazy to me because people have been asking, are you guys going to endorse President Trump? Look, I've spoken in a bunch of his rallies already. Mm-hmm. And we followed him across the country. We've spoken to him. We've been in constant. He contacts the National Border Patrol Council once a week. He's busy, but he contacts us once a week. So I didn't even know how big of an impact it was going to be, because I thought it's common sense. Like, he's our guy, right? I mean, and we're friends. People need to understand that sometimes when I have a conversation with him, we don't always talk about the border and politics. Sometimes we talk about just family. And I think that's what makes a difference. And you can see it. I posted some videos. Some videos are out there, you know, me taking the selfie with him. That's just become a thing that I do with him every time that we run into each other. And he's just, his policies worked. That's what people need to understand. I talked about it yesterday when I was up on stage, and I said, look, he handed over something to this administration that was near perfect, right? I mean, it has its issues here and there, but it was near perfect. We got to step away from saying, oh, she hasn't done anything. She has done something. So has Biden. They destroyed what they were handed to them. That's what they did. They didn't need to do anything. That's what's the weirdest, but they didn't need to do anything. They just need to continue status quo. But instead, they turned around, flipped everything, destroyed our nation's borders. What do we have now? What did we have then? We had Mara Salvatrucha, all kinds of gangs coming in, drug trafficking. We still had that. But now, it's all that on steroids, and we have a new one called El Tren de Aragua, which is a terrorist gang organization out of Venezuela, and they're in Arizona now. They confirmed that they apprehended one individual down in Cochise County that was a member of Tren de Aragua. What does that tell you? That tells you that many more have already entered, because this administration has failed to keep track of those that have entered. They have a number of the encounters, but the gotaways, they don't know. Arizona continues to be at the top of the list when it comes to the encounters. It continues to be at the top of the list when it comes to gotaways. That's a serious problem. And if we continue like this for four more years, we will not survive. And I know it's not fear-mongering.
No, it's not fear-mongering.
We won't survive as a nation. People need to understand that. We won't survive as a nation. I can't stress that enough. It's too much of a mess that's coming through the borders. And President Trump, he has taken a bullet for this country, because let's face it, he does not need to do this. That's what people don't get. He doesn't need to do this. He does it because he actually genuinely cares.
You know, Art Del Cueto, I need to need you to bust a couple of myths. One is that the border crossings are down and fewer migrants are entering the country. And two, Kamala Harris claimed that she played a role in increasing Border Patrol agent overtime pay. What's the truth?
So I'll touch on the numbers. The numbers, I mean, they can move the numbers around. Numbers are easy to play with. They're showing the encounters, but there's not enough agents out there to actually talk about the gotaways. So, and they quit talking about the gotaways. So that's not added. So we don't know the numbers totally. Now, the individuals that are being sent directly from Central America into the United States because they've been claiming asylum, those numbers aren't factored in. The people that are using the Fast App, which isn't many, but it's still some guys using the Disneyland Fast App to get through quicker, those aren't being factored in. Those that are turning themselves at the port, those are no longer being factored in. So what they did is they broke down the numbers in different areas, and now they're just giving you, hey, these are the encounters. Look, they're down. But everything else they haven't shown you. They definitely can't tell you about the gotaways because, you know, they there's no one out there to count them. So realistically, that's the thing. They play with the numbers. Now, are they lower than they were a year and a half ago? They're lower than they were a year and a half ago, but we got to remember they're still higher than they were during Trump days. And a lot of it also has to do with the gang war that's going on in Mexico between the cartels, where they've been shooting each other up left and right for several months now. So that factors in. As far as the overtime pay, she had absolutely zero to do with her overtime.
All right. Hey, Chris, where's the rest of the interview? What happened to Art Del Cueto? I'm just messing with Chris. That is Jesse Kelly's professor or producer. What had happened here is, you know, you're broadcasting right out of Phoenix. I have my Phoenix tags. I could self-promote and tell you to listen to the Conservative Circus on 550 KFYI, 790 KNST, the free iHeartRadio app. But, you know, just trying to be humble in my own way. No, Art Del Cueto. He's saying that the Border Patrol, they do not support Kamala Harris. They want to get back to their job, get back to their mission to patrol the border. ICE wants to get back to its mission of deporting illegal aliens. Under the Biden administration, their mission changed. And because their mission changed, America is a more dangerous place. This is why it's important. If we vote President Trump back in, day one, things begin to change on the border. James T. Harris sitting in for Jesse Kelly.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue. Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona, 550 KFYI, 790 KNST on the free iHeartRadio app as well. You can follow me on social media at James T. Harris Twitter. That's Twitter. On Twitter, James T. Harris, right? Instagram, James_T. Harris. I like those two. Twitter's starting to come back with a vengeance because they're more free than other sites. If you're getting your news from the television, you're getting it second or third hand and distorted. Most of the news, the raw news, is coming through your X feed. Now, I got to warn you, it's the Wild West. It's more tame than it used to be, but it's wild. So if you're out there, you're going to have to proceed with caution because, I mean, they don't censor that stuff too much. You'll see live war footage. You'll see people get shot. That woman who tried to stab a police officer the other day, if it were not for X, we would have had another one of them George Floyd situations. But that woman came out of that room, that her apartment, with a knife, and she was slashing. And the cop had to put her down. And you saw it on X. That's where they released the police cam. News is changing. It's not, you know, you already know this. It's not going at home, you know, at 6 o'clock at night and watching the evening news. That's what I used to do. See, my mom used to watch the soap operas, so she would keep it on the same station all day long. At nighttime, you know, I come in and there was, I think it was Dan Rather. No, and after Dan Rather, it was, who's that guy who got caught lying on George W. Bush? See, this is how quickly he's gone away. The younger generation, they don't know anything about the nightly news, really. Oh, you can't help me? Yes, because Chris was strangely quiet when I... Dan Rather, thank you. Chris was like, I don't know. Because it's not the way we roll anymore. This generation doesn't watch nightly news. Nightly news is for old people. I'm talking like, you know, in 60s and 70s and 80s and stuff. They still look for the nightly news as if it matters. Well, it kind of does. It's propaganda and old people, they vote. Then you got the social media out there. Social media, TikTok. Old folks are not on TikTok. Not as much. TikTok. They may be on Facebook. Facebook is still viable. It's old, antiquated to the young people out there. But believe me, Facebook still has a little bit of a punch. You've got Instagram. But I tell you what. You know where the real action is? The blog, not the the podcast. It used to be blogs. Blogs had a short shelf life. Now it's the podcast. Hey, Chris, that is Jesse Kelly's producer. Do you have any favorite podcasts? See, look at that. He had the perfect answer. The Jesse Kelly Show. My favorite podcast is The Conservative Circus. A lot of people's favorite podcast is Joe Rogan. I mean, there are people who are devoted listeners to podcasts. They listen daily. You get your information from various places now. And the podcast, you know, they're putting out news and information. It's not a matter of fact-checking, no. If they get something wrong, they'll lose their audience. They're built on trust. It's built on trust. The reason why people listen to the Conservative Circus is because they trust me that I'm not going to come on there and lie to them or give them what the left likes to call disinformation. We were right 100%. I's dotted, T's crossed when it came to COVID. I brought on the professionals. Dr. Jane Orient out of Tucson, Arizona. From the very beginning, every week I'd have her on and she was playing 3D chess. She was three steps ahead of what you were getting from the medical community. She was told, we don't wear no masks. Mask is like a carrying around a rabbit foot. She was the first one to warn us about the vaccines. She said, I wouldn't take a vaccine and I wouldn't give one to my children. And then we put that information out there, and then all of a sudden, our website got dinged. They shut me down on Facebook and on social media. Cut back my reach. Threatened to deplatform me because I was spreading disinformation. Now, where are we? A few year and a half later. Oh, my goodness, look. Myocarditis is real. It's among the kids. Where did it come from? We think it comes from the vaccine. I told you that based on the information that Dr. Orient shared on my show years ago. On the things that were conspiracy theory back then. Now, it was true. And the people that were telling you the truth, oh my goodness, look at how their reach was damaged. Look at how the money taken out of their pocket. Look at how they were deplatformed. Look at how people lost their jobs. This is the greatest threat to America. Control. Control of speech. This is why I love Elon Musk. And this is why I love X. And you have to discipline yourself if you take it. Because some of the stuff, I mean, it really is inappropriate. Some of the stuff, I don't want to see this. So you have to teach the algorithm how to bring what you want to see to you. And then you got to venture out every once in a while and follow people who are out on the edge to find out what they're talking about and what they know. And then when you get there, you'll see that everything you're being told about Ukraine in the United States media is wrong. Blatantly false. Germany, they're about to call the ball. They're about to say, this is done. Rest of Europe is going to follow. We're hearing that Donald Trump has a back channel with Vladimir Putin. On day one of his presidency, God willing, this whole thing comes down to an end. He said he'd end it. He's already working on it. You think ABC, CBS, NBC, CNBC? I didn't get that information from there, but it's real. James, it may be fake information. Well, you know what? It's more real than what you're seeing. You're not even hearing anything right now about all this on the corporate news, the mainstream media. You're not hearing it. Why? Because they lost control of the narrative. The same thing's happening with the election. This is close. It's neck and neck. No, it's not. They're telling you that because they want you to, in your mind, to keep it close. They want to depress you. They want you to make you think that it's in the bag so you don't have to go vote or whatever. They just got to keep it close so they can perform the cheat. You know they're going to cheat already. I'm telling you how they're going to cheat. You know how they're going to cheat. Before it was mail-in ballots. Now it's going to be the illegals with ballots. This is what you have to do to be ready. You're going to have to be able to discern. You need discernment in order to be able to navigate through the news of the day. Like it or not, crime is a reality we all face. Every day we hear about violent incidents, often closer to home than we think. So how are you preparing to protect yourself and your family from these threats? You need a plan that doesn't carry the legal or mental burden of using a firearm. That's where Byrna Less Lethal Launcher comes in. Your safe, effective defense solution. Byrna. B-Y-R-N-A. The Byrna Launcher is equipped with powerful non-lethal deterrents, including tear gas and kinetic rounds with a 60-foot range that can stop an attacker in their tracks for up to 40 minutes. It gives you the peace of mind you deserve because protecting your loved ones should never be a compromise. Byrna is legal in all 50 states, requires no background checks, no permits, and is shipped straight to your door. Join thousands of satisfied customers, including over 500 government agencies, police departments, and private security firms who've left over 15,000 five-star reviews. Visit Byrna.com, Jesse. That's Byrna.com/Jesse for an exclusive 10% off your purchase. That's Byrna.com/Jesse. Protect what matters without compromise.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris, sitting in for Jesse Kelly, talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. We got the biggest conservative stick in the state, 550 KFYI, 790 KNST. That's Phoenix. That is Tucson. You know, I have a Rough Greens question that many of you dog owners ask. Will Rough Greens help my small dog or my mid-sized dog or my very big dog? Well, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, founder of Rough Greens, says, because dog food is dead food, it is critical that all dogs, regardless of size, get the vitamins and minerals, digestive enzymes, probiotics, omega oils, and antioxidants. Rough Greens is not a dog food. It's a healthy supplement that puts into your dog's food all the live nutrients necessary for superior dog health. Now, you've heard Jesse say it worked miracles for his dog Fred's digestion and energy, and it's incredibly easy to adjust the dose, no matter the size of your dog. In fact, Dr. Black is so confident Rough Greens will help your dog, he's offering a free jumpstart trial bag so your dog can try it. Just cover the shipping and you'll be set to go. And you don't need to change your dog's food. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens every day. And naturopathic Dr. Black at Rough Greens has some big news. He's created Meow Greens for your cats. What? Yeah. Also, with a free Jumpstart trial bag. Your free Jumpstart trial bag of Rough Greens or Meow Greens can be at your door in just a few business days. Call 833-33-MY-DOG. That's 833-33-MY-DOG. Or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. That's RUFFgreens.com/Jesse. The joy has left the building. Joy has left the Kamala Harris, Tim Walz campaign. And what is there to be joyful about? Seriously. The joy was manufactured. We know that. We knew that coming out of the DNC. And now as we look at what's happening, the developments with Tim Walz, the information that we're finding out, there's no joy. As a matter of fact, you're going to see probably more distance between Kamala and Tim Walz in the same way you're seeing distance between Kamala and Joe Biden. All they're trying to do is get past the finish line. I asked a friend the other day, he's in Minnesota, the great John Justice, who is a friend with Jesse Kelly. John, how did Tim Walz get this far in your state? How did he become governor? Well, it's like everything else. He had the protection of the media, the party apparatus. And the same thing was happening on the national level. But God is good. Elon Musk, Twitter, I mean, that's what broke the latest story about Tim Walz allegedly sexually abusing children. You've had more people come forward. Is it enough? Will it stop it in time? I don't know. But joy has left the building. You need look no further than Joy Reid over at MSNBC. To understand that there is no joy in the Harris-Walz camp. As a matter of fact, there's pain, there's sorrow, and there's fear.
We also know that if Donald Trump does not win the election, he will not concede and he will proceed to try to bring us to civil war. If Donald Trump does win, there won't be a Democrats go back and figure out how to get more voters and figure out how to change your positions. There will be camps. There will be Project 2025. There could be arrests of people like Adam Schiff. There could be Nancy Pelosi being hauled off to jail.
From your lips, Joy, to God's ears. James, you shouldn't say that. I actually, shouldn't there be some retribution? Shouldn't there be the people who have created this chaos, the people who did the lying and the deceiving? Shouldn't they be held to account for their deeds? Oh, let's not shy away from that. The Mueller report, the how many impeachments, 2 impeachments, the raid on Mar-a-Lago, how many of the advisors of Trump ended up being put in jail, being bankrupt? The American people, those Americans that went out to Washington, D.C. January 6th that are still in jail, didn't have a trial. Stop it. No, he is threatening. He's saying that there's going to be people put in camps. I don't necessarily want people put in camps. I just want them, to have their day in court. But to my point, Joy Reid doesn't sound very joyful. What about the other joy? What about Joy Behar?
I mean, he wants to send the military to attack liberals if he gets in. I think that to say that he's a fascist is completely accurate. I mean, it does fit the definition. He wants to send the military in to attack his opponents. Mm-hmm. I mean, what more do you really need to hear?
Oh, what more do you really need to hear? Well, if you were to do that, how is it any different than what you guys have done to Donald Trump? I mean, you've got the media that's been attacking him. Joy, are you even aware of the fact that there were three assassination attempts? Three against Trump, one in which he actually got shot? See, these people, this is how you know that they're just not right in the head, that they're touched. They can just bowl right over that. Oh, they're worried about Trump. Trump is a fascist. Oh, okay. Who took the fascist actions when they were in office? Who had the vaccine mandates in place? Who had people from the military fired and dismissed because they refused to take the jab? Girl, who's a fascist? But Trump derangement syndrome is real. But to my point, there's no joy in with the team Harrison Walls. So take heart, my friends. I mean, we're more than halfway there. And the most important thing you can do in the upcoming weeks is to continue to pray for this country. Pray for our republic. Pray that our Father God would break the arms, metaphorically, of the corrupt to end their power and their reign. And to continue to pray for Donald Trump, for his protection, for J.D. Vance and his protection, for their family's protection, for our protection as we boldly stand up and tell the truth to the best of our knowledge, as we boldly stand up and vote to make America great again with America First policies. That's all you can do. At the end of the day, it's enough, because you're praying to the God of the universe. My name is James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.